Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Doug Tribou.
What do you get when a couple of white guys from the North Shore with a passion for hip-hop team up with a member of the band Wu-Tang Clan? Well, it sounds like this.
They say the first blow stuns you. The second one, that's the KO. Yeah, my knuckles about to hurt. Go in. Y'all don't want it with deck. You know anything I drop will never fall short of respect. Y'all the type that they sort of respect. I'm a war vet. Off with your head once they forward the check. Yep, the
cream. This is Czarface from their new album, Every Hero Needs a Villain. Czarface is made up of the Boston rap duo 7L and Esoteric, who hail from the North Shore, and Inspectadeck of the Wu-Tang Clan. They'll be performing at the Middle East Downstairs in Cambridge next Saturday. Recently, 7L and Esoteric, also known as George Andronopoulos and Seamus Ryan, came into our studio to talk about the new album, beginning with this song, The Great Czar Guitar.
Czarface is here, we got
you. Yeah, no doubt.
I'm worried. You think this is safe?
See, I'm straight. Y'all got it twisted.
This is probably the song that drives the album. We chose it first. The sound that 7L came with when he produced it seemed like the next step in the evolution of Czarface. And the fact that it was sample free and it just so raw for me and Inspectadeck to do our thing on it, it just made it an easy thing to jump on and kind of unique.
A flying handsome version of Bryan Cranston holding a cop for ransom, open up my demands and clean it out.
And let me ask you about Inspectadeck. He's the first voice we hear in the song, and he's one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan. So I'm curious, George, how did you two guys, a couple of white guys from the North Shore, connect with a member of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Back in 1998, 1999, around that time, we were putting out our own 12-inches and our own music, and our manager at the time worked at Loud Records, which was Inspectadeck's label. We kind of threw it out there, like, half-jokingly but half-serious, like, hey, we would love to do a song with him, like, put it in his ear. He came back a few days later and was like, yeah, you know, I talked to him, you know, he's into it, I played him some of your music, he really likes it, sent some beats over. That was the initial genesis of us linking up.
And was that hugely exciting to work with Inspectadeck? I mean, what did that add to this project?
Yeah, it was huge. 7L and I were very blessed and excited to even be in the same room with him. Yeah. And we were in a studio in Brooklyn recording the song, and we were kind of on pins and needles.
Yeah.
Now, with Czarface, I mean, we've had a relationship for over a decade, but with the Czarface record, we're a little bit more comfortable with each other, a little bit more familiar with what he expects from us, what we expect from him. We kind of have this rapport now, and I think it shows on the chemistry of the record, you know.
Czarface.
I was sort of flippant the way I referred to you guys as two white guys from the North Shore doing hip hop. Is that question getting old? I mean, here I am asking it. But, you know, how did you guys sort of connect with this music? And was there a kind of cultural bridge that you had to sort of negotiate to do that?
Well, I think nowadays,
George.
Yes, I think nowadays that it's more common. Like, everybody just does everything now,
right.
So I think it's less of
a thing,
to speak. You know, but I think early on, like, a lot of white guys our age, you know, you were one of the few, like, early on in the '80s and stuff like that, who really like sought the music out.
Yeah, you know, Yo MTV Raps had exploded in the '80s, and it reached a lot of different people. There were people that, you know, really took it seriously and gravitated towards the art, and despite our background and the way we look and stuff like that, it never fazed us. We just wanted to make the music, contribute to the art form in a respectful way. I mean, I grew up on the North Shore, but my family lived in Dorchester. So my dad would always bring me out to the basketball courts out in Dorchester and the Fens, just trying to toughen me up on the courts. And he thought he was making me into a pro basketball player. Instead, he was turning me into an MC because I'm surrounded by boomboxes blasting Public Enemy, Boogie Down Productions, people with high top fades, and I'm going home and cutting my hair the same way. So I'm coming right out of seeing Do the Right Thing, and I'm just fully fledged into the whole culture.
We kind of are who we are. We don't really put on any kind of like act, so to speak, and I think that's kind of why, like, we've lasted so long and are accepted how we are.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to your superhero adventure kit. First,
carefully put your mask on.
Let me ask you about Czarface. It's more the name of a group. It's also a comic book hero that you guys invented, and the actual copy of the album, which I have in front of me, it is a comic book. So tell me about who Czarface is, the comic book hero.
Don that big red cape and blast off.
Czarface, first and foremost, is the figurehead that kind of represents the three of us, Inspector Deck, Esoteric 7L, as a, you know, united front in hip-hop in general. However, once we came up with this concept, we really wanted to expand on that, and we had this glorious hero named Czarface, an anti-hero, and I've always wanted to write a comic book even before I got into hip-hop. When I was a little kid, I dabbled in it. And
yeah, and Seamus, I should say, you actually wrote this.
Yeah.
Czarface on the cover. Every hero needs a villain.
Yeah. And, you know, we were all raised on Marvel Comics, so I think a lot of that stems from nostalgia in inventing Czarface.
Ah, it is the Czarface. Yes. Yeah, there go the speakers. I'm naturally glowing, blowing sativa. Amazing display of art, unique as Mona Lisa.
Well, I want to talk a little about him because he's a complex figure and you can hear it in the music. So let's listen to Czarticus.
Yeah, let's make it understood. Czarface a hero, but he's up to no good. No good.
So there it is. There's the hook. Let's make it understood. Czarface is a hero, but he's up to no good. Explain this, how he's both good and bad, or a hero, but
yeah,
good.
Well, you know, you could say that there are a lot of people, figures that are idolized by the youth, but they're treated as menaces or, you know, some type of a villain by authority figures or by people that want things to remain the status quo.
Is there a connection here to rap music? I mean, how rappers are sometimes viewed by society, idolized by younger folks, but not always embraced by society?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's kind of his image. You know what I mean? He's misunderstood.
Okay, now you're very unpredictable.
I'm excited. I do everything right away. I want to do it. So you never know what I'm going to do, where I'm going to come from, or who I'm going to come after.
We talked about your guys' background on the North Shore, but how did you two hook up with each other? You've been making music together for 20 years or so, right?
Yeah.
How did you guys sort of find each other and hook up?
Salem State.
Yeah.
Salem State.
Yeah.
Salem State. I was DJing. I had a radio show where I was playing a lot of unconventional, obscure hip-hop. And there was one guy that kept calling and requesting certain songs that would always impress me. And,
that was you, George.
Yeah. It was
him. The power of radio.
The power of radio. And I had I usually wrapped up my shows by freestyling on the radio. And one time I got on the phone with him, and he mentioned about how he made beats. And I said, wow.
Yeah.
Let's try to make some songs together. And, you know, the first few songs we thought were great, but in reality, they were, you know, we're just getting good now, you know? So that's why we're here on your show.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to another song from Every Hero Needs a Villain. This one is called Nightcrawler.
Listen, I'm a visionary, killing this, I'm stealing this. Hang with a gang that's feeling this, building this. Run the ground up, turn the sound up. Lounge around, let the beat pound like a Dillinger to handgun. Can't come close, I'm a phantom. Your brand ain't a movement and your jam ain't an anthem.
So this song features another member of the Wu-Tang Clan, Method Man. George, what did he bring to this song?
Just the classic Method Man flow. I mean, we were blown away. I mean, at the time, you know, speaking with Inspector Deck, he was like, I think we want to get Meth on this. This beat works. I think it's perfect for him. Just the chemistry of the three of them and the way the beat comes in and out and it changes. I thought it was...
It's really great. It's
yeah,
great
I couldn't have asked for a better setup for it.
I spit bomb, kill him softly with this song. Click strong, this ain't nothing like a chick song. Big John, in the shower with a big blonde. Switch on the Palo Sal and the big bomb.
I'd love to ask you guys about your writing, because reading the lyrics, listening to the songs, I love the wordplay. I guess I'd describe them as tightly composed. I mean, some examples from this song, like Marvin, I Get It On, a great reference to the great Marvin Gaye song, of course. And then this song, Call It Jack Hare, because it hits strong, and Jack Hare being a type of marijuana. So how do you guys write? Do these lyrics just like flow into your mind, or is it painful to come up with these tightly compacted lyrics?
It's actually, it's fun and it's challenging. This particular album here is trying to cram in as many play on words, cultural references as we possibly can, you know, just make it creative with the rhyming. You know, there's one song where I connect Isaac Asimov with Garry Kasparov and David Hasselhoff.
Yes, I've proven I'm smarter than Isaac Asimov. For Gary Kasparov, you can marry Sven like David Hasselhoff. I can't even finish that.
It's a fun record, and that's why, you know, we made it, this follow-up album, because we think it's Deck at his best and us at our best, and we're putting it all together on one record.
Zarface, fast like car chase.
Wait, hear him out.
I want to join your group.
I read this great line that Inspector Deck has said that Zarface's mission is to save hip-hop. Save it from what?
Maybe the lack of creativity that's happening right now, and it could be, you know, maybe that Zarface is filling that void a little bit. You know, we are having fun with it, and we're being true to what we want to do, things that inspire us.
There's a lot of vile content on the radio that just is vapid, thoughtless things that go out just about the similar themes of money, and I feel like this record, it doesn't really cater to that. It's more of a fun record, and if you grew up the way we grew up, you know, you're going to gravitate towards the cultural references we make throughout the album.
And now, the world's tag team champions.
Cock back the hammer, watch me lay them down. Zarface, the villains, we don't play around.
Well, Seamus Ryan and George Andronopoulos, they are Esoteric and 7L, a Boston-based duo, and two of the members of the group, Zarface. Their new album is called Every Hero Needs a Villain. Seamus and George, thanks so much for coming in. This has been really fun.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it, really.
We have followed your instructions to the letter.
Let me just cut to the chase.
So that's Zarface. They'll be performing at the Middle East Downstairs in Cambridge a week from tomorrow. There's more information on our website, radioboston.org.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Doug Tribou.
And it's been great having you with us this week, Doug.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks for being with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
Mission, make seven figures like a super suck lord, limited.